This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To recap this macroeconomic moment, recapping because macroeconomic moments are what we do around these parts, things are overall all right. No less a figure than Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said so just yesterday. But all right overall means some things specifically aren't. Hence the Fed saying yesterday it's thinking it's not going to raise interest rates at all this year. So we are going to continue today with a bit of Powell parsing, something he said, 35, 40 minutes into his 45-minute Q&A about inflation, or more accurately, the lack thereof. Inflation is currently and persistently a bit below the Fed's target level of 2%. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains the problem with a little too little inflation.
Worrying about too much inflation, that hasn't traditionally kept economists up at night, says Kevin Jakes. He's a finance professor at Baldwin Wallace University and a former economist at the Treasury Department.
Most of us have these preconceived notions of high inflation being problematic, like it was if you go back and look at the late 1970s or the early 1980s.
When inflation ran into the double digits, to tame it, the Fed had to jack up interest rates, which put the U.S. economy into a recession.
So this whole idea that, hey, wait a minute, there can be problems from low inflation, that's really out of the traditional realm of what economics and policymakers have looked at over the decades.
But too little inflation isn't just a problem.
It's a major challenge. It's one of the major challenges of our time, really.
That's Fed Chair Powell at yesterday's press conference.
It gives central banks less room to respond to downturns.
This part gets a little technical, but lean on in. Recall that in a recession, the Fed can cut interest rates to try and stimulate the economy. Kevin Logan, chief U.S. economist at HSBC.
They like to lower the interest rate below the rate of inflation, and that encourages more borrowing, it enables people to pay back their debts more easily, and it provides some stimulus to economic activity.
Bottom line, low inflation makes that option less powerful.
It makes it less effective. That's really what they're concerned about.
And too low inflation has this self-reinforcing quality to it. When people and companies think inflation will remain low, they don't increase prices or wages. And that, in turn, keeps inflation low. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.